USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Is President Trump willing to further negotiate with Democrats over reopening the government? After the president's public message yesterday offering more temporary protection for certain people in the country illegally, Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace asked Vice President Mike Pence if there can be more changes in the president's plan.
American people want us to work together to resolve these issues.
But you say that work together, does that mean that you're willing to negotiate from what the president said, or is that the final offer?
Well, the legislative process is a negotiation.
Trump has said he won't back down from his insistence on funding for a wall. A major winter storm continues to create travel nightmares and a risk of power outages in the northeastern United States with an ice storm across southern New England and feet of snow to the north. AccuWeather reports the storm will not last more than 18 to 24 hours anywhere, but it is hitting hard and fast. The storm will progress quickly from west to east across the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
In an effort to end the partial government shutdown, President Trump has proposed that immigration deal that included temporary protection for Dreamers and other migrants, but gave no ground on his $5.7 billion border wall. On ABC's This Week, Democratic Senator and 2020 presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand was asked if the wall was a non-starter for her.
His idea for a wall is ineffective, and it's not going to make us safer. I will support border security. I will support investments to make our country strong and safe.
Democratic U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard talked with Jake Tapper on CNN's State of the Union about her upcoming run for president in 2020. Gabbard says it's imperative that leaders meet and talk with people who have different viewpoints.
It continues to be very important for any leader in this country to be willing to meet with others, whether they be friends or adversaries or potential adversaries, if we are serious about the pursuit of peace and securing our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A Russian startup wants to put massive billboards in space. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The company Star Rocket says the plan is to use tiny light-reflecting satellites to form sprawling ads in the sky. The company says the concept is similar to what's called sky typing, but the billboard would only be visible at night and would be seen around the world. Star Rocket's CEO says the initial testing could start as early as next year, and ads could possibly go up into space by 2021. The space-based advertising was outlawed in the U.S. back in 1993, but a space law expert says no such law exists in Russia, from where the ads would be launched. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Defending men's champion Roger Federer, who lost his fourth-round match to 20-year-old Stefanos Tsitsipas at the Australian Open, says there are always multiple factors that play into a match like this.
Definitely didn't go the way I was hoping on the break points. You know, I also didn't break him at the Hopman Cup, so clearly something's wrong how I return him or what I'm trying to do, and he's doing a good job at it to defend them. But nevertheless, it's very frustrating.
Federer, a six-time champion, failed to reach the last eight in Melbourne for only the second time in 16 years. It's the Rams in New Orleans in the NFC Championship game, while New England is at Kansas City for the AFC Final. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.